Around 3,000 jobs could go at the Port Talbot site. The police watchdog's investigating whether there were any missed opportunities before the deaths of a two-year-old and his father in Skegness. Bronson Battersby is believed to have starved to death after his dad, Kenneth, was thought to have died days earlier following a heart attack. Lincolnshire Police was contacted twice by a social worker who didn't get a response from their house. Matt Warman, the local MP, says answers are needed.
It does seem as though both the police and social services were already involved. For that to have not successfully secured his safety is clearly a failing on several levels.
A report into a school shooting in Texas has found police demonstrated no urgency trying to stop the attack. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire in Uvalde in 2022. A man's been arrested in connection with the alleged prison escape of Daniel Khalif last year. Police say the suspect's not a member of staff at Wandsworth Jail in South London. The Queen says the King is doing fine while he waits for treatment for an enlarged prostate. His Majesty's had to postpone his engagements as he prepares to go into hospital next week. Meanwhile, William's visited the Princess of Wales as she recovers from abdominal surgery. These well-wishers at Kensington Palace say Catherine deserves privacy.
Given the fact that she is the future Queen, I guess there is a vested interest in people wanting to know.
Keeping it private, I think, is the right thing to do. They're just trying to protect her.
And Google's going to invest £790 million in its first UK dental centre in Hertfordshire. The tech giants announced it started building the facility in Waltham Cross. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday. I hope you're safe and well. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour with 98.hour. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Good evening.
There's a star man
Starting off things musically this evening with the great David Bowie, who we sadly lost 8 years ago this month, Abba Starman.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So first off, we're going to take a look back at the results from the men's matches from the last week in non-league. And there was just one National League game on Saturday. Oh, it's Southend United who travelled to Hampshire to face Eastleigh. And it was a 1-0 win for the Shrimpers. And they were able to bolster their attacking options going into this game as they re-signed striker Marcus Dakers from Salford City on loan until the end of the season. He enjoyed a successful loan spell at Roots Hall last season, and he has now come back to the club. Much needed from Kevin Mayer's point of view, because he has been without his main striker, Harry Cardwell, who is currently out injured and has been since November. But it was Jack Bridge who was Southend's goal-scoring hero on the day. He netted the only goal of the match 8 minutes into the second half to give Southend a 1-0 victory, which leaves them in 12th place in the table. Dagenham and Redbridge were not in action this week. Southend were due to play again at home to Wealdstone on Tuesday night, but it was postponed due to a frozen pitch at Roots Hall. So Southend, as I say, in 12th. The Daggers coming in 17th place, and you have to say, if they don't start picking up consistent results soon, they have got a relegation scrap on their hands. They're only 3 points above the drop zone. Looking at the drop zone itself, Kidderminster Harriers remain bottom of the table, although they have a new manager. They've appointed Phil Brown, former Southend United boss at Agbra. He has taken charge there. Just above them in the table were Oxford City, AFC Fylde and Ebbsfleet United, also in the drop zone. Chesterfield remain clear leaders. They are now 12 points clear at the top of the table. And in the playoff spots, it's Bromley, Barnet, Solihull Moors, Altrincham, Oldham and Rochdale. Now, part of the reason there was only one match in the National League this weekend, but it was because of EFA Trophy, and two Essex sides were involved. First off, Aveley, who hosted National League strugglers AFC Fylde, and they won by a goal to nil. It was Nana Kiai, who was the Millers' hero. He scored the only goal of the match just before half-time to give Aveley a 1-0 victory. They face a tough test in the fifth round as they travel to Bromley, who, as I mentioned, coming in second place in the National League. Not so fortunate over Chelmsford City, who also hosted even a National League side, namely Wealdstone, and the visitors won by goal to nil. So the Clarets' interest in the FA Trophy over for this season. Meanwhile, it was also the fourth round of the FA Vars on Saturday, and four Essex sides were involved, and it was great news for three of them. Great Raping Rovers, whose manager Marcus Bowers guested on the show last week. They were away to Whitchurch, Allport, and Rovers won their tie by 2-1 to go into the last 16. Whitchurch took the lead just after the half hour mark, but Tom Burton equalised for Wakering just 2 minutes later, and Ben Search was the hero of the day as he scored the winning goal 17 minutes from time. Rovers have a fifth round tie now away to Highworth Town. Tilbury also progressed to the last 16 of the competition, and they are in the fifth round for the first time in their history as they travelled to Norfolk and won 1-0 away to Walsham Le Willows. The Dockers will host North Greenford United of the Combined Counties League Premier Division North in round 5. And meanwhile, Romford of the Essex Senior League beat Stanway Pegasus of the third line of Division 1 North by 2-1. Romford went into a 2-0 lead. Finley Durrell, the score of their first, and then on the hour, Charlie Morris netted a second from the penalty spot. Callum Griff pulled one back for Pegasus, but it wasn't enough. And both sides finished with 10 men after Griff and Romford's Darren Phillips were both sent off late on. So Romford 1-2-1, and they will now travel to Hilltop, another side in the combined Counties League Premier Division North, in their fifth round tie. The ties are due to be played on Saturday, the 10th of February. When I come back, we're going to focus on the Isthmian Premier League. First off, we're going to hear from Cheryl Crow. This is her current song. It's called Alarm Clock. John Charlie, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And our featured non-league game on Saturday's Phoenix Sport came from New Lodge, where Billericay Town were looking to bolster their promotion push as they hosted Cray Wanderers. And our reporter down there was Jack Patmore. We're going to hear from him now.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a 6-0 win over Cray Wanderers to continue their perfect start to 2024. The Blues got off to a flyer on 6 minutes as Bradley Stevenson's delivery fell to Jay Poulter, whose strike went in off of the crossbar. They are on their search for a second, and Alfie truly went close as his dipping free kick looped over the bar. Cray were having chances of their own, and Ellis Brown and Gary Lockyer linked up to good effect, and Lockyer's shot was cleared off of the line by George Wind. Gary McCann's side deservedly doubled their lead with 35 minutes on the clock as goalscorer Porter delivered for Cerulli, and he found the target. It got even better just before the break as Billericay netted their third when Cerulli slotted home from Porter's knockdown. Heading into the second half, and Billericay continued to dominate the Wands, and 15 minutes in, they netted a fourth. Richard Asamoah on the left delivered for Frankie Merrifield, and he headed past Sean Rowley. The fifth came courtesy of Stevenson with a rifled strike past the keeper, and the sixth saw Cerulli get his hat-trick with his curling strike. Despite Louis Ramsey's second yellow late on and a red card, the Blues sealed the points. The Blues sealed 3 points in style.
So a thumping win for Billericay Town, then 6-0 winners over Cray Wanderers. Meanwhile, Hornchurch began life after Steve Morrison, who, just to remind you, has left the club to manage Sutton United, currently struggling in EFL League 2. Lewis Spence has taken over as interim manager, and his first game in charge was an away match against Carshalton Athletic. And it wasn't the best start for the Urchins, as after 54 minutes, Carl Shorten were winning 2-0. But Hornchurch won a penalty on 66 minutes. That was converted by Ali Youssouf. And Tom Raitt equalised 6 minutes from time to give the leaders a share of the spoils. Finished Carl Shorten Athletic 2, Hornchurch 2. Hashtag United slipped to another defeat, and a very poor start to the game cost them dearly as they hosted Bognor Regis Town at the Len Salmon Stadium. They were 3-0 down after only 11 minutes before Zakaria Hassan pulled one back after 15 minutes. Luke May Parrott added a second on 22 for the Tags, but their visitors from West Sussex restored their lead in the 38th minute, and by 69 minutes, when they won a penalty, which they scored, they were winning 5-3. Jaden Randell pulled one back a minute from time, but it wasn't enough to get them back into the game, and Bognor Regis Town won by 5-4. Campbell Island secured a 3-2 victory over struggling Kingstonian at the Movie Star Stadium, and Bradley Satch gave the goals the lead after 9 minutes before Kingstonian equalised from the penalty spot in the 25th minute. But Campbell themselves won a penalty just before half-time. That was converted by Connor Hubble, and Luca Albon scored what turned out to be the winner 9 minutes from time. So finished Campbell 3, Kingstonian 2. And struggling Concord Rangers, currently bottom of the table, they travelled to Margate on Saturday. But a great start when Montreal Deslons gave them the lead in the 5th minute before Margate equalised in the 25th. And unfortunately, Concord finished the match with nine men, and in the last 10 minutes, Ricky Modeste and Des Lons both received red cards, but it finished one apiece, so at least they were able to take a point. And there was another disappointing result for Hashtag on Monday night at the Len Salmon Stadium. They hosted Lewis, and the slip to another defeat. Former Chelmsford City man Chris Whelpdale gave Lewis the lead in only the 6th minute. Camilo Restrepo equalised for the Tags after half an hour. Lewis replied 3 minutes later. Nathan Smith levelled the scores 14 minutes from time, but just a minute later, Lewis scored the winner, and it finished Hashtag United 2, Lewis 3. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Billericay Town were back in action at New Lodge, and Leaders Hornchurch were the visitors. Good crowd watched this one at New Lodge, 1,054 in attendance, and they saw Ollie Muldoon give the Urchins the lead in the ninth minute, and Lewis Spence's side were in the lead for most of the match until Billericay won a penalty 13 minutes from the end, and that was converted by Bradley Stevenson. So it finished Billericay 1, Hornchurch 1. Also on Tuesday, Concord Rangers were due to host Potters Bar Town, but due to a frozen pitch at the Aspect Arena, that match was postponed. Well, a bit of transfer news, by the way. Yeah, it's been a departure from Concord Rangers. Cal da Costa has left the club to join second-placed Chatham Town. And remember, he also played previously with Braintree Town and Chelmsford City. And he has departed the Aspect Arena.
98. FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Turning our attention now to the Isthmian North, and Saturday's fixtures saw Bowers and Pitsy travel to Bury Town, where they picked up a 2-2 draw. Ben Williamson gave Bowers a lead in the 39th minute before Bury equalised a few minutes later. Matt Price made it 2-1 on 57 minutes, but 7 minutes later, Bury Town won a penalty, which they scored, and it finished Bury 2, Bowers and Pitsy 2. Heybridge Swifts, another side in the playoff spots, they travelled to struggling Grays Athletic, and they picked up a 3-1 win. Jack Abington Pyle gave Steve Tilson's side the lead in only the fourth minute. Grays equalised when they won a penalty just before half-time. That was converted by Kian Connolly. But goals in the last half-hour from Sam Bantic and a second from Abington Pyle gave Swift a 3-1 win. Battledon United, they are still in the playoff spots despite losing 1-0 at home to Ipswich Wanderers. He scored the only match, only goal of the match, 5 minutes from time. Brentwood Town, though, they took 3 points. They travelled to Maldon and Tiptree just below them in the table, and it was a 3-1 win for Brentwood, despite George Smith giving the Jammers the host a lead in the 14th minute. Goals from Mickey McKenzie, he got 2, and Jonathan Nzengo gave Brentwood Town all 3 points. Meanwhile, Brighton Sea Region hosted Walthamstow, who had Vinnie Murphy in charge in the league game for the very first time, and their new manager made a good start with a 3-2 victory. Bilal Sayuko stole the lead in only the second minute, and he added another one 5 minutes from time after Jordan Watson had made it 2-0 in the 37th minute to the visitors. Brightley Sea rallied late on, and Region scored a couple very late on from Jake Thompson and Harry Honesty, but it wasn't enough, and Walthamstow held on for a 3-2 victory. And also in action were Redbridge. They travelled to Norfolk to take on Wroxham and came away with a 1-1 draw. Wroxham took the lead 70 minutes from time, but just 2 minutes later, Louis Johnson equalised for the Motormen, and it finished 1-1. I'll run through the midweek fixtures as well. I would have done, because they were all postponed on Tuesday night. And Brentwood were due to play the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Redbridge were due to host Ipswich Wanderers. And Walthamstow were due to play Basildon United, but because of the freezing weather conditions, all of those matches were postponed. I'll have a look at the North League table in just a moment. Just to get back to the Isthmian Premier League, as I've got to give a rundown of the league table. Hornchurch still top of the table, 6 points clear of second place Chatham Town, and with a game in hand on them as well. But Billericay are up to third now, and they have games in hand on the top two. Enfield Town and Wigate and Finchley, the other sides in the playoff spots. Hashtag after some disappointing results, down to 10th in the table. Canvey 13th, and Concord Rangers remain at the foot of the league. Meanwhile, in the SBN North, Lowestoft Town remain top, but their lead has been cut to only 2 points ahead of their nearest rivals, Felixstowe and Walton United, who beat them quite comfortably on Saturday, actually. It finished Felixstowe 3, Lowestoft 0. But Lowestoft have a couple of games in hand on their nearest challengers. Barrows and Pitsy in third place, 3 points behind Felixstowe, and Haybury Swifts are a point behind them. Basildon United, despite that home defeat against Ipswich Wanderers, they remain in fifth place. Brentwood Town are sixth after their win at Malden and Tiptree, who are just behind them in seventh. Brightlingsea Regent are ninth. Walthamstow just behind them in tenth. After their win at Brightlingsea. Witham Town, who didn't play on Saturday or this week, actually, they are in 12th place. Redbridge are 15th. Grays Athletic still just above the drop zone, but they are 7 points clear of the bottom club, Stowmarket Town, who have still yet to win. There are a few bits of transfer news from the last week in the SBN North as well. Brentwood Town have signed winger Jesse Olakolu from Grays Athletic. He is a much travelled player. His previous clubs include East Thurrock United, Romford, Brightlingsea Region, Basildon United, Tilbury and Clapton. And Malden and Tiptree have signed Lewis Britton on a permanent basis. He has been in tremendous form since he joined them on loan from National League North club Chorley. He's played 15 league games for the Jammers and scored 13 goals, and he has now moved to the Essex club on a permanent basis. And a new face at Walthamstow, although he's been there before, fullback Kai Davis made his second debut for them on Saturday. An experienced defender, he first played for Stowe in the Southern League last season before they switched over to the Isthmian. And Basildon United have another new signing. Once again, their manager AJ Ashinike has been Basildon's old club Fisher FC to sign goalkeeper Sam Aniedu, who has arrived at Gardiners Close. Completing our look at step four now, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey still in the playoff spots. They lost 4-3 at Hadley on Saturday, though, taking the lead through Aaron Ioma in only the first minute. But Hadley were 3-1 up by half time. They levelled the scores late on. After Jason Hallett had scored in the 66th minute, Hallett added a second in the final minute of normal time. But 5 minutes into injury time, Hadley would score, but turned out to be the winner and secured a 4-3 victory. Nonetheless, Waltham Abbey remain in the playoff spots in fourth place, just behind Biggleswade Town, Bedford Town and the leaders. North Lee, who have edged above Bedford Town, they're 1 point ahead of them, but Bedford Town have 2 games in hand on them.
Having a ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on good old town tonight.
Stand.
believe that was number one 58 years ago. The Spencer Davis group with a very youthful Steve Winwood on lead vocals and Keep On Running.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
And this is the non-league hour. I'm John Chubb with the time at 27 minutes to 8. So we're going to look at the last week in non-league steps right and 6 now. And there's been a mixture of Essex Senior League and Essex Senior League Cup matches this last week. First of all, on Friday night, a league game, Ilford, who are really struggling at the moment. That was the week before. I'm looking at the wrong results. Holbridge Sports hosted Woodford Town. That was a cup game, and Woodford won by 2-0. Meanwhile, in the league on Saturday, quite a thumping for White Ensign. They lost 6-0 away to Barking. It finished Buckhurst Hill 3, West Essex 2. And there were cup games as well. League cup games. That is FC Clacton put out Coghill Town, beating them by 5-1. And the other ties, it finished Saffron Walden Town 2, Frentford 0. And Stanbury Rovers 2, Halstead Town 0. It was due to be a league match at Aston Plainfields on Monday night between Woodford Town and Frentford, but that was postponed due to the freezing conditions, as was another League Cup tie on Tuesday night, Holbury Sports versus Great Wakering Rovers. That also fell foul of the weather. Tilbury, despite being in FA Vars action on Saturday, they remain top of the table, just 1 point ahead of Sporting Begwell United, but the Dockers have played 3 games less than the second placed side. Romford in third place, 4 points behind Sporting Begwell, though the Borough have a game in hand on Sporting Begwell. Great Wakering Rovers in fourth place, despite them being in the bars on Saturday, and Halstead Town only behind them on goal difference. Wakering have a vastly superior goal difference, and also they have 3 games in hand on Halstead. Staying with Step 5, there was a welcome victory for Stansted on Saturday in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. They were away to London Lions, and Stansted secured a 2-1 victory, which took them up to 16th place in the table. So now we're going to take a look at the Thurlow Nunn Divisions 1 North and South. First Division South, first of all, there was one match on Friday night. Basildon Town hosted Bayham Baker, and the visitors ran out 3-0 winners. Saturday's results were as follows: Clapton 2, Barkingside 2, Dumbo Town 3, Enfield Borough 2, Hollow Town 4, Hackney Wick 1, Newbury Forest 3, Cannonswood 2, Parkview 1, Hutton 5, Southend Manor 1, Brimsdown 2, St Margaret's Bury 4, Clapton Community 3, Tower Hamlets 1, Benfleet 2, and Wormley Rovers 2, Hoddesdon Town 1. There were a couple of matches last night, and they finished Barkingside 2, Benfleet 5, and Dumbo Town 2, Hackney Wick 1. So the league table looks like this. Clapton Community, despite losing, they remain top of the table on 56 points. Just one ahead, though, of Benfleet, who have quite a few games in hand on the leaders. They're followed by Harlow Town, Hutton, and Dumbo Town, who make up the top five. And looking at the Thurlow Nunn First Division North, just focusing on the Essex sides in that league, there was a 2-1 defeat for Holland on Saturday away to Cornard United. Harrison Parkston won 2-1 away to Swaffham Town, and there was also a 2-1 win for Wivenhoe Town, who hosted Haverhill Borough and beat them by that score. So looking at the First Division North table, Framlingham Town remain top, 3 points clear of Stanway Pegasus, who of course were in FA Vars action on Saturday. Framlingham have a game in hand on them as well. Great Yarmouth Town, Holland and AFC Sudbury Reserves make up the top 5. Harwich and Parkston, they are in 7th place, and Wivenhoe Town They are currently 12th. Soul classic from the 80s before we do our women's roundup.
It's been a long time. I didn't really think I was going to see you again. See you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Several live gigs later. It's his last one anywhere. Apparently, it's going to be this summer at London's Royal Albert Hall. Alexander O'Neill with Sherelle from way back in the mid-80s. That was Saturday Love. So now it's time for our round-up of the women's teams from local non-league clubs. And we start off in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, where the game of the day on Sunday was Portsmouth versus Hashtag United. It was second versus first at the start of play, but the home side, Pompey Women, 1-2-1, and they've gone back to the top of the table, albeit on goal difference, and they've replaced the Tags women side, who have dropped to second. Meanwhile, Benwicky Town Women hosted London Bees, bottom of the table, and along with Chatham Town Women just above them, the only two sides in the league still without a win. And Benwicky Women won 4-2, but they remain in eighth place in the table. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Premier Division, Bowes and Pitsy had a good win. They hosted St Albans City women, and Bowes and Pitsy ladies won by 4-0. And Barking, they were in action as well. They travelled to the bottom club, Kingsland Town Ladies, the only side in that division still without a win. And it was a thumping victory for Barking Women, a 7-0 victory. They are currently in fifth place in the table. Bowes and Pitsy are in eighth following that win against St Albans, who, along with Kingsland, are the other side in the relegation zone. Barking have a fixture this Sunday. They are away to Luton Town Ladies. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Division 1 South on Sunday, it finished Billericay Town Women Development 0, Southend Community Sports Club Ladies 1. There was a defeat for Hutton Women away to Cheshunt Women. Hutton lost 3-0. Lawford Ladies picked up a win on the road, though. They were away to Hertford Town Women, and Lawford Ladies won 2-1. Stoneway Pegasus Ladies picked up a point away to Wadson Park Ladies. They finished 1-1. And the league table currently looks like this. Watford Ladies are top, just ahead of Southend United Community Sports Club Ladies, who are 5 points behind them in second place. Hutton are third. Billericay Town Women Development, they are fifth. Lawford Ladies in sixth place, just above the bottom spot of Stoneway Pegasus Ladies. Grays Athletic Women are struggling, though. They are currently the only side in that league still without a win, and just the 1 point. They are currently at the bottom of the table. Some fixtures this Sunday. There's four Essex Women's Cup matches involving sides in this division. There's Billericay Town Women Reserves hosting Southend United Community Sports Club Ladies. Chelmsford City Women take on Stanway Pegasus Ladies. Grays Athletic Women are away to Great Danes Women. And Hutton First Women, they take on Grays Athletic Women Development. Meanwhile, in the league this Sunday, it's Lawford Ladies taking on Cheshunt, and that is the only Essex side in league action this weekend in that division. Meanwhile, in the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North, Clapton Community Women, they are currently in fourth place after a 6-0 win away to Camden and Islington United. And Hackney were in League Club, League Cup action at the weekend. They travelled to Bognor Regis Town, and they picked up a 2-0 win there. And two local sides in that league, Hackney and Clapton Community, face each other in the Capital Women's Cup this coming Sunday.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
This will be
Great track there from the mid-1970s, Natalie Cole. This will be...
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, on to the final segment of the show now, where we preview the fixtures for the forthcoming week. And just before I do that, just to remind you what's coming up on Phoenix FM tonight after I've finished. Gareth Williams is in the chair between 8 and 10pm, as always, with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through Indian Alternative from the 1960s onwards. And between 10 and midnight, it's our country music show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeline Christie. And Madeline's guest this week is country singer-songwriter Nicola Magnolia. That's between 10 and midnight. So, looking at the National League fixtures for the forthcoming week, Dagenham and Redbridge travel to fourth place Solihull Moors on Saturday, and Southend United host another team in the playoff spots. Altrincham in fifth place are the visitors to Roots Hall. Both of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. In fact, I'm going to say they're all 3 p.m. kickoffs, unless described otherwise. And Tuesday night, both of these kicking off at 7:45. Dagenham and Redbridge are back in action at Victoria Road, where they'll be hosting Dorking Wanderers. And we, Southend United travel to Wiltshire, who they were supposed to be playing at home on Tuesday night. And both of those at 7:45. National League South... meanwhile, Saturday's action sees Chelmsford City, currently in fifth place, travel to Farnborough. Averley, after the euphoria of their FA Trophy win and their passage to the last 16, they're back in league action as they host Chippenham Town at Parkside. Braintree Town have a home match as well on Saturday. They face Taunton Town at Cressy Road, who are currently just above the relegation zone. And I mentioned Chelmsford in fifth. Averley, currently just back in the playoff spots in seventh place, although there were several sides jostling for that position. Four sides in total on 41 points. Braintree, they are currently in 12th place on 37. And Chelmsford are back in action on Monday night, this time at Melbourne Park. Welling United are the visitors. That kicks off at 7:45. Also at 7:45 on Tuesday night, Averley travel to Eastbourne Borough. And Braintree Town travel across to Kent to take on Maidstone United, the lowest ranked side left in the FA Cup. Currently in fourth place in the National League South as well. They've got a big fourth round tie at Ipswich Town. Coming up several days after that. And on to the ESPN Premier League now, and Saturday's action sees Leaders Hornchurch take on the bottom side, Concord Rangers. So it's first versus 22nd. Binwicky Town host Lewis at New Lodge. We should be covering that one on Phoenix Sport on Saturday. Meanwhile, hashtag United will be hoping to turn around their disappointing run of form as they host Enfield Town at Lynn Salmon Stadium. Enfield currently in fourth place. And Canby Island, they have a home fixture against another mid-table side, namely Horsham. All of those start at 3 p.m. Canby back in action at Park Lane on Tuesday night when they have a home fixture against Folkestone Invicta. That's at 7:45. And their rivals Concord Rangers have what you might call a relegation scrap against the side just above them, Kingstonian. They're away to Kingstonian on a Wednesday night. And again, that is at 7:45. ESPN North now. And on Saturday, it's Basel United versus Walton Tiptree. Bilingsea Regent face Felixstowe and Walton United. Whittam Town travel to Enfield. Hayward Swift take on Bowes and Pitsea. Brentwood Town travel to Redbridge. And Walthamstowe host New Salamis. Games on Tuesday night as well. Redbridge have a trip to Suffolk to take on Bury Town, and also travelling to Suffolk, Grays Athletic, who are off to Ipswich Wanderers, and Whittam Town, who are off to table toppers Lowestoft. Walthamstow have a home game the same night against Goulston. Those are all at 7:45. And Saturday, Waltham Abbey have a home fixture in the Southern League Division 1 South. They are at home to Biggleswade. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, as a Friday night game, Ilford, Enfield taking on Frenford, that's at 7:45. Saturday's matches, these three are all at 2 o'clock, FC Clacton versus Housley Town, White Ensign versus Great Wakering Rovers, Romford Town versus Buckhurst Hill. And these are all 3 o'clock kickoffs. Athletic New against Holbury Sports, Coggeshall Town versus Little Oakley, Romford versus Tilbury, Saffron Walden versus West Essex, Sporting Bangor United versus Barking, and Stanway Rovers versus Takeley. Monday sees Ilford host Tilbury at 7:45. And Tuesday night, FC Clacton are against Little Oakley. Housley Town play for Enfield, and Saffron Walden Town play Sporting Bangor United. As one. Two games on Wednesday night, both at 7:45. White Ensign take on Holbury Sports, and it's Woodford Town against Athletic Newham. And in the Spartan South Midlands League, Premier Division, Stansted have a home match on Saturday, and I can't for the life of me remember who it's against. Sorry about that. But anyway, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, one game on Friday night, Mayor Baker take on Burnham Ramblers, and Saturday's standout fixtures include Clapton Community Leaders playing Newbury Forest, Harlow Town travel to Barkingside. There's a big one on Wednesday night as well, Basildon Town taking on Hutton. And finally in the north, Harwich and Parkston or FC Parsonage Oval Saturday, Wivenhoe Town travel to Leaders, Framlingham Town, Holland host Whittlesea Athletics, Stanway Pegasus travel to Haverhill Borough. If you're going out to a non-league game in the next week, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you can join me on Saturday afternoon for Phoenix Sport when I will have a full roundup of the afternoon's events, not just in football, but right across the sporting spectrum, and plenty of great music in between. So I hope you can join me for that. If not, it'll be well. I'm back next Thursday with another edition of the Non-League Hour between 7 and 8 p.m. Take care, stay warm, stay safe, and a very good night to you. I'm going to finish off with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. We're going to get there in the end.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the